All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. And at MKR Workshop, they specialize in building furniture, as nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact them anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, you have to go back to 1994 to find the last time that there was a work stoppage in Major League Baseball, but the signs right now are pointing to some labor strife between the players' union and the owners. Spring training is right around the corner, as pitchers and catchers are set to report in a matter of days, and there are plenty of marquee free agents who remain unsigned. Some of those names include Eric Hosmer, Mike Moustakas, Jake Arrieta, and Yu Darvish. And you look at MLB's current collective bargaining agreement, and honestly, they're really isn't any incentive for teams to go out there and spend, because they're worried more about drafting and developing players. You also look at the situation through arbitration, where a lot of these guys are getting to free agency around the age of 30 or 31, and then they're basically being priced out of the game, which is what we're seeing in the case of Hosmer and Moustakas and Arrieta. Then on top of that, teams don't want to sign guys because they're worried about losing a first-round pick. And then, of course, the luxury tax. No team, and really no owner out there right now, wants to go over that luxury tax threshold. So unfortunately, these guys are getting phased out of the game, and it's sad because guys like Eric Hosmer can definitely go out there and contribute big time to a team. The same thing can be said to Moustakas, Arrieta, and Darvish, as well as several other free agents who are out there. And I know that a lot of the owners don't like super agent Scott Boras for what he has been able to do, but I'm honestly like, you know what? You cannot fault Scott Boras, because first and foremost, Scott Boras has a job, and his job is to go out there and get top dollar for his clients, which he does. Then on top of that, if Scott Boras can get a team or teams into a bidding war, Scott Boras is not forcing anybody to give a guy a contract. That comes down to the team. Nobody has to do that. And he makes a point that, you know, teams out there don't want to spend money. And I think it's sad, because you look at it, the owners are making money. A lot of these teams have re-upped their local and regional contracts in recent years. They're making money. They simply don't want to go out there and spend it. Why? Because there is no incentive for them to do it. It's all about being cheap, and it's all about them being trying to go out there and develop their talent. You look at the players, the head of the players union, and Tony Clark, and of course, he was a former MLB player. And, you know, every time you hear it, it's like, well, we're going to look into this, and nothing happens. So for me, you know, it's time for Tony Clark to be a little bit more proactive in the case of the players, because it's going to come to a head sooner rather than later. And if the MLBPA gets ticked off enough because over this situation, they could part with Clark at some point and get somebody else in there. Because you look at all of the sports unions around the country, the MLBPA is probably the strongest, and they have unity more than any other players association. Of course, the owners are going to band together, but I think the two guys in the crossroads of this are Tony Clark and Rob Manfred, because in a very short time, Rob Manfred is looking like a very inept commissioner. He allowed this group, which includes former Yankee shortstop Derek Jeter, to purchase the Marlins, and immediately they started dumping salary. You look at the issues now with pace of play, and there's, you know, the prospects of starting extra innings with a runner at second base, which is ridiculous. You've already gotten rid of the intentional walk now. So, I mean, Rob Manfred is not doing a good job to secure his legacy long-term as an MLB commissioner. And the last thing I think that he would want on his hands is a work stoppage. But that is what we are getting to right now. This current CBA goes through 2021. And if something does not give, I guarantee you there's going to be a work stoppage. You have teams that don't want to spend money. You have players that are looking to get money and they aren't getting it at all. And I think that these owners are going to try to basically sweat this out and make these guys sign one-year deals on a cheap, maybe like $10 million, which is not what they're looking for. So this is hardball at its best. Who's going to blink first? The owners feel that the players need the money more than the owners need it, so they expect the players to give in. But this is going to end in a bad way. And for all of you baseball fans out there who remember 1994, get ready for another dose of it in the very near future. So that is going to wrap things up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And at D-Line Tax and Books, this is their time of the year because it is tax season. And as you are seeking to get everything done for your tax needs, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Monday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the action from Super Bowl number 52. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.